Hello?
Hey, I don't know what happened there.
I don't either. It did it three times in a row.
No worries. I think you got this over Friday. I apologize for not getting back to you. It's been a pretty crazy week. So, Antonio, I've got your file, and I just want to go over it and understand what you're trying to accomplish and get this rolling for you, okay?
Okay.
And is your last name Jennings, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And, Antonio, can you confirm your social for me, please?
238.
Okay.
19-9424.
Okay. What's your address?
6221 Balsamfir Drive. That's Balsam, little space, FIR Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina,
2821. FRI?
Uh-huh.
Drive, okay. And what, 6221, you said?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So, and this is a new business, correct?
Correct.
And is it 28212 as your zip code?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, I'm just going to order up a copy of your credit report real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, are you aware of your credit score or no?
I think it's like 630, 640, something like that.
It's a 619.
Uh-huh.
Loans aren't just based on credit score, though. I have a question for you. There's two loans that I see, and I want to see what's going on here.
No, just one loan, which is my car.
No, I see a loan from a company called First Lease, First Lease for equipment financing. Did you reach out to them, or do you have a loan with them? They ran your credit earlier this month, earlier in June.
No. That was the other company that was in the same building as yours, and they were saying that I have to be in business at least 2.5 years to 3 years before I can get any type of loan from them.
Okay.
So they was in the same building as Carolina Cooks. They said, we got two. One is those guys, and the other one is you.
Okay. And then one question I have is, there's two accounts that are past due for child support. They're pretty large amounts. Could you let me know what's going on there?
Oh, no. That's just that's from back, because my children are grown. I have a 21-year-old and a 28-year-old.
Okay.
And so what they did was they tried to do a back. So that's already taken care of, actually. But it still shows up. It won't delete until another certain amount of days.
Do you have any documentation that shows that's paid off?
Yeah, there's no major way that they can, like, because it's a past due. It's not a current. No money could be added to it, and it's just a small amount that they have to take from you a month. Like, it's only like $100 a month, something like that, because it's already a past due. My children are grown. So they can't increase, or they can't arrest or anything to that status. It's just $100 a month.
Oh, because that's from like back before the account went on. Do you know why it's Do you know why it's recently added by any chance?
No, they just have to upgrade it. That's all it is. But there's no major collection on it. They just take a small amount of money, and then by me getting my business, I'm going to just pay it all the way off, and then I won't have to owe anything. It's like a past due, because you know, if you was taking care of your children at a certain age, and then when they get grown and you're not socializing anymore with the parent, and then they go, okay, well, I can get you for back child support, which is way before.
So is there any payment plan that you have that would reflect the $100 a month or no?
Yes. I mean, it was when I was working for someone else, but now I'm working for myself. So
okay.
Now that I work for myself, there's no record of it. You have to just send it in, and then they'll just deduct it off of what.
Okay. Since this is just coming up right now, actually, it's just coming up in June, how long has this been going on? That's the one question I have, because it doesn't show a lot of history. It just shows June. That's all it shows of this
correct.
Year.
Because, right. That's because I went from my own business in June. So that's when it started picking up. You know, I've been doing little private parties myself in June. So now it just shows from June. But before then, I was working for someone else.
Gotcha.
And it was taking a little small amount of out and then just putting a check box. He would just call and go, just, you know, make sure that you let me know if you're going to start your own business, and I have.
Gotcha.
So there's no major collection is what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
The only loan I have out is my car. I paid off my food trailer. As you see, that's already paid for. I sent you the note for it and everything. So that's all paid and clear. Owe no one on that. and just my car. That's okay. The only loan I have out.
Great. Okay. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm. And what it is I just want to use it for equipment. I'm going to probably pay you back within the next 6 months because I'm already booked throughout the year now, from now to the first of the year.
Okay.
So they're just waiting on me to give the okay with the thumb to say that it's, because once you give the approval for the two pieces of equipment that I need, and then I have the health department give me the final check, and then I can sell.
Can you let me know how much you have in terms of how much? Can you let me know about how much cash you have on hand?
How much cash I have on hand now?
Yes.
I mean, I have a certain amount in the bank that I could put my hand on. Do you need a certain?
No,
amount
like if now? If we looked at your bank statements about how much. About how much cash you have on hand, like if we looked at your bank account.
Well, right now, I just paid everything for the trailer, so probably a couple $1,000s. That's going to cover me, cover all of my bills for the next month or two.
Okay.
And then once I get that, because I have an appointment to sell food on July the 20th. And if I could post that on my accounts, then it's hands down. I definitely have enough. But I want to get the refrigerator to make sure I can sell more. You understand what I'm saying? See, once I get the refrigerator, then I can put more supplies in. Because I have one type of meat, which is poultry, which is chicken. And so by me selling chicken on the trailer, the food trailer, I've already booked around and about Charlotte. And we got the food truck Friday and Saturday. But that's where your butter is. Your bread and butter is on the food truck Friday. It's like a annual event every Friday. Everyone meets at. It's like a total of like 10 trucks. Mine being an 18-foot trailer. It's kind of, I already have a clientele, if you will. Like if I just sell to 50 people, I've already made what I need to make for the week.
Okay. Let me get this over to my underwriting department, and I'll get back to you probably within the next hour or two. Would that work for you?
That'll be just fine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.